Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today is, nobody. It's just me today here on a very, very cold day here in the great state of New Jersey as we're preparing for March. Hopefully it's in like a lion and out like a lamb, and that's how it's kind of looking for now. Right now in the world of sports, really the focus is basically on baseball and its spring training. It's still early. Spring training's not really going to get into the swing of things until, you know, mid-March, and then opening day is not till the beginning of April, which at this point is a very, very long, long way off. So right now it's just waiting for those spring training games to be broadcast. You know, they do a lot of split squad stuff, and you're going to be seeing, you know, players with the numbers 86 and 72 and 95, and they're just minor league players who you're never going to see again, and or at least you're not going to see for a while, I should say. You know, it's really just about all about those main, you know, 20 guys or so, and then trying to whittle down who's going to be those last four players. Well, this guy can play catcher in a pinch, or, you know, hey, he had a good spring hitting the ball, but his glove is too weak, so we'll just put him on the bench, and, you know, stuff like that. So it's going to be a while till we get there. And then the other thing is the combine's over. I did not get a chance to see any of the combine, unfortunately. But from what it seems is that Manziel did pretty well for himself. He didn't throw, Johnny Manziel. He didn't throw because he's waiting for the Texas A&M pro day, where all the scouts go down to Texas A&M, and he wants to throw there. I don't know why. Some of these college players, they just want a different thing. They want to be the main attention. They want to feel comfortable. So if he's at Texas A&M and he's throwing to his guys under, the Texas sun and, you know, in his stadium, in his, you know, proper outfit, you know, then he'll do it. But he doesn't want to do it in front of all these scouts, you know, wearing Under Armour that they give to all these potential draft picks to wear while they're there. Which I do like that idea. I like that they all kind of wear, you know, these uniforms for the scouting combine, because Under Armour supplies them with, you know, like sleeveless tees and shorts. And it's like a weird sort of camouflage color. And, you know, it has a number on it, just a randomly assigned number. I think it's by number in alphabetical order. So, like, Teddy Bridgewater, his last name starts with B, he got 3. I think Manziel got 9. I guess there just weren't that many other quarterbacks in between B and M. So it seemed like a couple quarterbacks did well there. The offensive tackle, Greg Robinson, did well. Michael Sam did not. I know he's the big story, trying to become the first out gay player in the NFL. He probably will make a team. He's not going to be drafted very high. I applaud him because he did come out and say he wanted to be judged as a for his athletic ability and not his lifestyle, which I think is great. And, you know, the honest fact is that as he plays in the SEC at Missouri, which, by the way, the University of Missouri came out of the Big 12 to come down to the SEC. And the SEC prides themselves as the best conference in college football. And Texas A&M and Missouri come in to the SEC, and they're seen as lesser than because they come from the Big 12, which is the University of Texas, Oklahoma, and that's about it. So they come into the SEC, and they perform very well. Alabama lost to Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel, 2 years ago. And then Missouri was playing in the SEC championship game against Auburn and almost beat them. And the SEC, it's a good conference, absolutely. It can be said the best conference. But defensive players in the SEC, they're not typically great for the NFL. It's just the way it works out. Some conferences are, some colleges are, and, you know, some aren't even Division I. You know, the best example of a player, I would say in recent memory, of a player coming out who wasn't highly profiled in college was Ben Roethlisberger. He played at the University of Miami, Ohio, in Conference USA, which is, you know, it used to be called Division 1A. now it's called a mid-major, to it to not be so so offensive. So he came. He was, you know, he wasn't really something special there. Obviously, if he was, according to college college fans, he'd be playing at Alabama or Penn State or Notre Dame or USC or any sort of Michigan, University of Michigan or University of Florida, some holier-than-thou greater college football team. But he wasn't. He was playing at the University of Miami, Ohio. And he got drafted, and, you know, so far he's got two Super Bowl rings. So you can't really go off of that. So Michael Sam, as a player, he was co-defensive player in the SEC, but that's not necessarily going to translate to the NFL, which is why they have the scouting combine, which is them just going out there and just doing pure skill. You know, high jump, the 40-yard dash, weightlifting, all that sort of stuff. They see who just is the best, pure athletically, pure ability. You know, none of that college stuff necessarily in the forefront, just what can you do now? Okay, I like what I see, we're going to draft you, that sort of stuff. So that's over, so now we're just waiting for the draft, which isn't until April as well. You know, baseball and football, right now it's just waiting towards April. And the only other thing, now that the Olympics are over, the only other thing that's going on is hockey and basketball. Hockey and basketball are fine, but to me, they're playoff-driven. They're playoff-driven. Hockey is a great sport, and I'll watch a hockey game, but it's rather tough. And here's the thing about the NHL and the NBA, is they're both regional sports. And what I mean by that is that if a team in the region isn't doing well, or just not performing well, up to standards, then that kind of kills the fan base, or at least the marginal fan. Right now, I'm a marginal fan of the NBA and the NHL. And when a team's good, like if the Devils are good, if the Rangers are good, even if the Islanders are good, and they haven't been really good in a very long time, but even if they're in the playoffs and they can go pretty deep, you know, that gets people excited, and that makes them want to watch, and that at least gets them excited for the postseason, for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And once you get there, then that's where you're really going to see it, because nothing is more exciting than playoff hockey in overtime. And NBC did a great job by getting Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich, you probably have seen on the Olympic hockey broadcasts, and he also does the Stanley Cup Finals. He's the voice of the NHL, you know. Just amazing. Just amazing job. A former Devils broadcaster, now a National Hockey League broadcaster on their big events like the Winter Classics and previously mentioned Olympic hockey, even though that's separate from the NHL. So to have that happen, you know, have all that going on in the postseason, that's really exciting. But the regular season, you know, it is what it is. It's fun to watch, but I personally, I'm not that into it right now. I'm sure in the future I will be again. I have been in the past, but, you know, because the Devils are not up to snuff, because the Rangers are middling, and because the Islanders might be good or might not be, I don't know. You know, it's really tough to tell. And the NBA, again, it's much more of a playoff sport to me, and again, it's regional as well. If the Lakers aren't good, or they're not in the big picture, if the Celtics or the Knicks or the Bulls, you know, if these big name teams aren't in the hunt, it's tough to really kind of get into it regionally. And, you know, and also it's tough in the NBA because it's basically all these players are getting together and they all want to go play with the same team. See, the thing about the NBA is there are 5 men on the court at a time, and there's, what, 11, 12 players who can be active for a game or so? Maybe a little bit less than that. I mean, that's the least of all sports. There's 25 men on the Major League Baseball roster. There's 50 three men on an NFL roster, and I forget how many are on an NHL roster, but you have to figure there are X amount of lines, you know, first line, second line, third line, so I think there's four lines, so that's, and there's three people per line, so that's, I'm doing math here, just so you know. It probably doesn't sound like it, but actually, so that's 12 or so there. A goalie, a backup goalie, that's 14 there. Then you have some defensemen. You got to figure it. You have two defensemen on the ice at a time, probably another 2 to 4. So you're looking at close to 20. And then NBA has less than that. So when you have these few players, and then you have a league of, what, 30 teams, 32 teams, and then all of the best players are, you know, pretty much publicly saying, I want to play with this guy, I should play with you, you know, the thing down in Miami with Wade, Bosch, and James. I mean, they can do that if they want, but then you look around and you see all these other ones that want these super teams. Carmelo Anthony wanting to go somewhere out in Los Angeles with Paul Gasol and Kobe Bryant and Steve Nash, and when Dwight Howard was out there, but now he's not, and he's trying to start his own super team in Houston. And then you have the Clippers with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, and it's just tough. And then you look around and you see who are the best teams. A team from Oklahoma City, who should still be in Seattle. They used to be the Seattle Supersonics, who should still be in Seattle, but they're not for some ungodly reason. And, you know, that's pretty much, and Memphis. Oh, and Indiana. I mean, these are the big names that, you know, the rest of America is going to take interest in. I can tell you right now, the people in New York, in the New York, New Jersey area, we're looking at the Knicks and the Nets and saying, really? This is the best you can do? Meanwhile, Indiana, Oklahoma City, and good for them. Hey, look, good for them. They deserve it. But you look around and say, really, that's the best we can do? So it's tough. But it's about to become March, and hopefully things will get better for all. So thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports into the iTunes search. You can come to our website at everymansports.podbean.com. Or you can email me with any question, comments, concerns, interest. If you want to be a guest on the show, whatever you'd like, you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Bye.